Okay, Charlie, an impressive 4-1 win today at Harrogate Town. Just give us your summary of the game.
Started a little bit sloppy, if I'm honest. It was obviously an important game for us. We knew what was on it. But aside from the first 20 minutes, we were excellent. Obviously went behind, which, again, a little bit of misfortune and the fact that it takes a deflection, but actually for the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes, I don't think we were at it. And you sort of, I suppose you're a little bit concerned. In fairness, from that, we massively built up the tempo, played the rest of the first half, in their half, played forward, created opportunities. In fairness to them, the keepers made some saves and they defended well, but the two goals we get on half-time, obviously pivotal in the game, give us a good foothold, and we were able to get into a little bit of half-time and make sure the second half we went out and won the game rather than waiting it for that to happen. In fairness, they've done that, fully deserve to win, and like I say, just got to keep asking questions. I think plenty of people away from here, away from the club, thought today it'd be all over. It's not all over, they've got to keep going, they've got to slow stuff and get something. Just keep fighting, taking care of our business. Like I say, if it's not enough, then we'll go into the playoffs in good form. And if we produce anything like we had in the last couple of weeks, then like I say, we're more than capable of achieving this year.
Obviously, it wasn't a very good start for us with Tamworth conceding two goals and us conceding the goal from James Walshaw, but as I saw often this season, we've scored two quick goals. That must have been particularly pleasing going into half time.
Yeah, like I say, we spoke before the game, we can't affect what happens elsewhere. Do you expect people to do you favours? No, you don't. As we've said previously, if people do, if people slip up, great, but we can't affect that. We can affect what we do. Like I say, for the first 20 minutes, we weren't really at it. Again, pitch was difficult, obviously they watered it and things like that, but it was always going to be a tough game in terms of how much you could play. I see for the second 20 minutes of the first half, we began to get the ball in good areas and put them under pressure, and second half was a really, really good dominant performance, more than comfortable, deserved our goals, and like I say, we can only take care of what we do. We've done that today, which is brilliant. We'll prepare properly, look forward to next week, and we'll try and make it.
Richie Allen came off early in the second half with what seemed like cramp. Is he okay, and what are the chances of seeing Mike Barnes next week?
Yeah, I mean, it was I suppose last minute decision today whether we whether Barnes, he was involved. He played 45 minutes in the reserves last Monday. It was a reserve game on Monday night, which he'll play along with some of the other lads along with Lex and Leon and Teddy and Boothy. We'll get them a game before next weekend, which will then bring him back into contention. Richie, his back sort of seized up a little bit during the first half and at half time, and obviously wasn't able to continue. But in fairness, we changed it a little. Probably forced him to change with the fact that we ended up putting Rowie wide and putting Blinks on more for his presence and his height, really, because they were obviously a big side, and felt that we needed a bit of height on there to the time the game was only 2-1 to defending its set pieces. The fairness, when we went right, he did really, really well and caused them endless amounts of problems, and fully deserved his hat-trick.
This is our last away game of the league season. It was a very vocal away support. What would you like to say to the fans that have come to the games this year?
I think, like I said all the way through, I've said things in my program notes and things like that. The club takes a lot of stick around where we are, but what you'll find, we're very realistic. We don't pretend to be something we're not. We're building a club from scratch. Our plan is for our attendances to rise 25% every year. It's done that in the last 5 years. It's more than done it this year. I think we're up probably close to 17% increase. That's where we're at. No one's saying any different. Like I say, we have good travelling support. We have a core now of fans that, yeah, come away from home and support us at home, which is great, and with that we'll only get bigger and better. The support all year has been brilliant and will continue to be, and whether that be, like you say, next week at home, whether it be into playoff games, they know how important they are to us, how important they are to any other league club, and like I say, to be so many here today to support us is brilliant, and everyone appreciates that.
So with Barrow winning today, it's going down to a title side on the last day. What will you be telling the players in preparation for the game?
I think it's another game for us. Like I say, I went to I went to Worcester against Gloucester on Tuesday night. Prepare normally, watch the game. We'll have a plan in place to go and win the game. After that, if we win and it's good enough, then great. If not, like I say, we go into the playoffs in really good form and in confident mood. We can't affect what happens at the lowest spot. We've just got to, like I say, concentrate on us and see where it takes us.
All right, thanks, Charles. Good luck for Saturday.
Cheers. Thank you.